Welcome to Pidcot Podcast. Today, we are opening up a topic that I think is just. It's essential to long-term happiness. How to keep a relationship from getting stuck.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that feeling, right?
Yeah.
That slow slide into a rut where the comfort zone starts to feel, well, less like a safe harbor and more like a cage.
Right. Defined by the same takeout, same streaming queue.
The same predictable weekend plans.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So our mission in this deep dive is to tackle that monotony head on.
And we're not just, you know, relying on intuition here. We've synthesized sources that come directly from the high-impact strategies laid out in the Pidcot bestseller ebook.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. These books are focused entirely on revitalizing dating and romance. So we're kind of giving you a shortcut, the extracted, actionable blueprint to inject spontaneity and novelty back into your love story.
Absolutely. And this isn't just theory, is it? We're looking at proven ways to flip the script and make your current relationship feel brand new again.
That's the goal.
We're distilling the key ingredients for turning those ordinary, forgettable days into genuinely unforgettable adventures.
What's so great about analyzing this Pidcot material is that the heavy lifting, it's already done. We're providing you with a framework to understand not just what to do, but why these actions work.
The psychology behind it?
Exactly. On a psychological level, why they strengthen your bond.
Okay, let's unpack this. We're starting with energy. How do we recapture that feeling from the early days when everything felt, you know, fresh and surprising?
Well, Pidcot calls out one vital element, spontaneity.
Right.
They describe it as being like oxygen for a relationship. It keeps the whole thing breathing.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
Because a lack of oxygen causes a slow systemic failure, doesn't it?
It's perfect. When a routine becomes too rigid, it creates a cognitive load. You stop really seeing your partner and you just start predicting their next move, which kills excitement.
And spontaneity is that quick burst that just breaks the loop?
It's the corrective action.
So we're not talking about quitting your job and moving to Bali, though, I mean, maybe you should.
Huh, maybe. But no, we're talking about simple acts that just disrupt the expected pattern.
Okay, so give me an example.
Well, the Pidcot resources emphasize low effort, high impact changes. It's about cultivating the muscle to just say yes to disruption.
Say yes.
Yeah. Saying yes to a random detour on the way home, or finally stopping at that weird food truck down the street you drive past every single day. That's the mindset shift.
Or something as simple as walking in the door after work and just announcing, dinner reservations are canceled. We're doing something wild today.
And wild could just be ordering dessert first.
Exactly. It really doesn't have to be some grand logistical event.
Mm-hmm.
An unplanned late night walk just because the mood struck you can be the most memorable moment of the week.
It's about intentional non-planning. You make a conscious decision to follow a whim together.
It's recognizing that routine provides structure, which we need, but a rigid routine just suffocates passion.
Mm, it really does.
So if spontaneity is the oxygen, how do we use structured planning to build something robust? This is where it gets really interesting, because we move from, you know, chaos to intentional construction.
Right. Planning activities that build shared stories.
We have to challenge the standard dinner and a movie date night. The Pidcot ebooks point out that while it's cozy, it's often, and I quote, a little too safe.
And safety doesn't build vivid, lasting memories, does it? The goal of planning activities should be to actively create an inventory of stories you'll still be telling 5 years from now.
I found the suggestions for high-impact activities in the source material fascinating. They're not just dates. They're like collaborative challenges.
Like what?
We're talking about things like signing up for a beginner's rock climbing class or those infamous paintball battles that leave both partners laughing and maybe bruised but happy.
And this taps into a key psychological mechanism, shared physiological arousal.
Okay, break that down for us.
When you do something mildly risky or intense together, whether it's renting a vintage car for an unfamiliar drive or for the truly audacious skydiving, that heightened heart rate, that excitement, it's shared.
So you start connecting that energy to each other.
You implicitly misattribute that high energy to the strength of your bond. It powerfully defines the two of you as a team facing the world together.
That is the depth we need. It's not just about the front of paintball. It's the underlying mechanism that creates that us against the world feeling.
Precisely. And if high octane stuff isn't your thing, the sources emphasize that low-key magic works just as well.
As long as the effort is there?
Yes, as long as the effort is clear. Setting up a simple but enchanting picnic in the park under fairy lights instead of just sitting at the kitchen table. It's the effort and novelty that hold the currency, not the money.
The ultimate value proposition, as Picot highlights, is the narrative you're building. You are investing in your shared story.
Those moments become inside jokes, the ones you replay in your mind. They're worth so much more than another night scrolling on the couch.
They're building blocks of resilience, too.
How so?
Well, when things get tough, you can look back and say, hey, remember when we survived that questionable food truck? We can survive this too.
That's a great point. And that shifts us neatly from plan fun to thoughtful surprises.
Right. We already talked about spontaneity, but how do we make sure our planned surprises carry real emotional weight? The key, as the sources say, is that the surprise needs heart.
It's about showing you've been listening. That it was planned specifically for them. It's about recognition.
Like what kind of things?
The specifics in the books are great. Planning a blindfold mystery trip to a place they mentioned months ago, dropping by their office with coffee and their favorite ridiculous snack.
It's that moment when your partner thinks, wow, you actually remembered something I said and made it happen just for me. That's pure magic. It reminds them they're truly seen.
And that recognition naturally flows into the idea of building shared adventures. This is what becomes your bonding fuel.
I love that phrase, little adventures.
Because life is stitched together, not just by big milestones like the mortgage, but by these little adventures in between.
The everyday, low-stakes risks. It could be exploring a new hiking trail, or the hilarious mess of trying a complicated recipe together that ends in a total disaster.
Exactly. Or spending an afternoon rearranging all the furniture and just laughing at the chaos. These little adventures create your unique private world, a world of inside jokes and memories that only the two of you get.
Speaking of things that bond us, let's talk about the underrated glue for relationships. Laughter.
Oh, absolutely essential. Picot highlights how crucial it is to intentionally inject joy. This is about playing silly games, watching genuinely good comedy, pulling small, harmless pranks.
Laughter is a nonverbal signal of safety, isn't it?
Yeah.
It just releases tension instantly.
It really does. And there's an observation in the Picot resources that's so simple but profound. Couples who laugh together last longer.
It's a powerful defense against resentment.
Yeah.
It's a quick, shared emotional experience that just affirms we're okay right now.
And that feeling of being okay leads directly into the necessary challenge of stepping outside those comfort zones.
Because while comfort zones are nice, the source reminds us that nothing truly grows there.
That's it. If you want your relationship to thrive, you have to be willing to step outside the familiar together.
So we need to seek out those new firsts. Maybe signing up for a dance class, even if you both know you have two lush feet. Why does that work?
Because shared vulnerability is intimacy.
Ah, okay.
When you're both equally bad at something or trying something new, like tasting suspicious-looking food or trying camping for the first time, you are providing an opportunity for growth. You get to cheer each other on while facing some mild discomfort together.
And that builds resilience as a team. All of this is driven by the power of novelty and variety.
Absolutely. Variety ensures no 2 days look exactly the same, preventing that sense of stagnation. The Picot conclusion here is just undeniable. Life is too short for boring routines.
We're going to take a brief moment here before we dive into the long-term cultivation strategies. We've covered spontaneity, laughter, novelty, all aimed at making the routine extraordinary. If you want to explore more detailed strategies, remember these deep dives are sourced from the bestseller ebooks on our store.
You can find all this wisdom and the full detailed plan by visiting www.picot.com/books to download your copies today.
And while you're thinking about those new adventures, don't forget to visit our main website at www.picot.com to explore more of our resources. Okay. Now that we've covered the action items, the fuel, let's say, let's shift focus to the long-term emotional foundation. Because without it, even the most thrilling date is just an isolated event.
Right. We need to view the relationship like a growing scrapbook. Every adventure, every laugh, every quiet moment of connection, it adds a page.
And you have to be intentional about filling that scrapbook.
Exactly. With tangible memories.
What are those memory anchors? What does that look like?
It could be capturing photos, keeping little keepsakes from adventures, like a matchbook from a new restaurant or a pressed flower from a hike, or even writing in a shared journal together.
These memories become powerful anchors.
So powerful. When tough times inevitably come, because they do, those anchors provide the evidence, They remind you both why you chose each other in the first place.
It reinforces the deep history of the bond.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, we arrive at what the Pidcot sources define as the most critical ingredient of all, the bridge that holds everything together.
Connection and communication.
Without that foundational intimacy, even the most thrilling skydiving trip feels empty.
The source material describes communication as the bridge between hearts. We hear that phrase a lot, but what does it mean in practice?
It's about going deeper than how was your day?
Which almost always gets a one-word answer. It's about sharing your dreams, your fears, your silliest thoughts without judgment.
And if you want to know what separates a good conversation from an incredible connection, it's active listening.
Absolutely. Active listening means you reflect what you hear. You don't just wait for your turn to speak. You give your partner the gift of being truly present.
So asking open-ended questions instead of, did you finish that project?
You could ask, what was the most frustrating part of that project today, and how did you feel when you finally cracked it?
That level of depth ensures vulnerability is sustained. The final insight here is really profound. Without communication, even a shared adventure feels hollow.
But with it, even the silence feels full of connection. It proves the emotional labor is just as vital as the adrenaline rush.
Wow.
Which brings us to the final synthesis, integrating adventure and intimacy.
Right. Romance doesn't always require these grand, expensive gestures, though I'm sure a surprise getaway helps the story.
It definitely helps. Huh. But romance can also be simple. Candlelight at home, a favorite meal prepared unexpectedly, or just holding hands during a sunset walk.
So adventure adds the fuel, the novelty, the challenge.
And romance keeps the flame alive through vulnerability and intimacy. The combined goal of all these strategies is to ensure you never stop discovering each other.
That commitment to endless discovery, that's what sustained love is really about.
It is.
So here's the core truth we've extracted from Pidcot today. Relationships don't suddenly lose their spark. People just forget to keep the fire alive and feed it with new experiences.
Mm-hmm.
The solution is accessible and it's immediate. Say yes to new adventures, surprise each other with heart, laugh until your stomach hurts, and just keep talking like you're still best friends. The goal is simple, making the routine extraordinary.
And this raises an important and a provocative question for you, the listener, right now. Based on everything we've discussed, what small or big adventure will you choose to try first?
Yeah, what's the first step?
Will it be prioritizing a long, silly walk together this evening? Will it be finally booking that cooking class you joked about? Choose the one action that will most immediately challenge your routine.
Take that step today. For more detailed strategies and the full blueprint on how to revitalize your romance, visit www.pidcot.com.
And if you loved our show and found this deep dive helpful, please press that like button. It truly helps us with the recommendation algorithm so others can access this valuable content too.
Also, make sure you subscribe to our channel if you haven't and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
Thank you for being there with us.
Thank you for listening to the Pidcot podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.